Okay, well, right now, dude, this is worrying though. What's going on? Okay, well, right now we're at UBC, which sits on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam First Nation. As always, I'm gonna start with a song, Indigenous song. This is Soy Joy again. We got Soy Sauce by Soy Joy. Here we go. Hello? The music isn't playing, but I think I might be on air. But I don't know. I could just talk as if I am on air. And if I'm not, then that's big rip. And if I am, then like, hi? Okay. The aux cord isn't working. I had a song for you, I had a playlist for us. But maybe not today. Okay. Okay, well, hey guys, I'm Zoe. You probably know that since I've said it maybe once or twice. How am I doing today? I'm doing good. Yeah, I guess I'll just keep. I'm doing good. I didn't do much, mostly just slept around and like ordered some chicken. Honey garlic has always got to be the best chicken, probably. That's about it. Then I came here. Actually, if we want to get into it, I ordered a DNA test on 23andMe because I was curious, very curious, and nothing came back. Well, okay, nothing came back. Something did come back, but it just felt like nothing because they told me information like, you're more Neanderthal than 23% of customers. That's the information I got about myself. Okay. And then I realized at that point when they said customers, I was like, oh, yes, forgot. This is a business. People have to pay to come on here. You can't just like see your entire family and your whole journey and everything that's gone on. At least I didn't, because they're not registered as customers. So yeah, that was disappointing. I was kind of like, oh, okay, you're not, there's nothing. But whatever. Okay, dude, I'm seriously reconsidering everything though, because like, can I? Don't know. I don't know if you can hear me. And I like don't want to talk. Like, hello? Hi? Hi? I don't have anyone's phone number. Well, I could like play piano. Like, I don't really have a lot to say right now. I could spit some lyrics, but like, is anyone here to hear it? Maybe. But I don't really want to spit some lyrics. I kind of wanted to play my music, but it's, like I maybe mentioned, not working.
Dice cards and friends.
Okay, guys, I'm sorry. We're here now. We're completely here and utterly understanding of what the frick's going on. So it turns out the headphone volume was low on the machine that I'm working, so that's why I couldn't hear myself. But you definitely could hear me struggling for about 6 minutes. Nice. Okay, well, I'm glad that we started off with that. Now you know, like, where my headspace is. Like, I don't really know. I'm like in a, oh, huh? Oh, what? Headspace. Now we're both on that headspace, so I guess welcome. I'm going to actually play Soy Sauce by Sojoy because I like it, and I like Sojoy. I explained this last time on my podcast, and it's a good song. So let's, like, fully get into this. Let's try to calm down. At least I'm going to try to calm down. I feel pretty calm, though. I'm just like, let's just play music. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was Sojoy. Again, another native Vancouver band that you can listen to. Okay, how are we feeling after that? I think we're feeling more on track, perhaps. So this is what I've got for us today. Another playlist. Yeah, we're going back to the playlist that I had last time, but we're going to add more VanCon, we're going to add more Vancouver music because I haven't been doing any of that, and I need to, like, highlight some good artists, good Vancouver artists. Like, Vancouver's awesome. Let's continue that motto. But then I also have my playlist from last time that I do want to play because, like I said last time, if you guys are loyal listeners and you know exactly what I'm talking about, no, you definitely just know what I'm talking about. You don't need to be all that loyal. These are my favorite songs from the last couple months. We're going to start with, oh my god, one of my favorite artists ever. This is, I was thinking that I could do this voice the whole time, And I just keep switching between the kind of accents that I have. It's just like a, it's like the Minion language where it's just like a bunch of languages turned into one. But it's just like annoying accents. I could do that if you want me to. Or maybe I won't. Maybe I'll lose all my listeners this way. It could be true and I'm just talking to myself. Maybe that'd be okay. Maybe it wouldn't. I don't know. Let's play Cocteau Twins, shall we? This is one of my favorite songs. This is Fartsy Politic. This gets me in the mood for... What does it get me in the... Okay, I'll interrupt mid-song like I always do and tell you what mood it brings me. Here it is. I would say the drums are like this. Those, that's like a big stride, you know? That's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of like if you're skiing and had two poles and like you're like reaching your arm out as far from you as possible to like keep you going. But like you were using the poles to move. That's what the drums remind me of. So like maybe skiing, I guess. But this is like so much more dramatic and there needs to be like a car involved for like to properly describe the theme. Like a really nice car and you're driving really fast and there's like a nice sunset. If I had to make a music video, it would be kind of like a indie cringy music video. I'm calling it cringy because I just easily cringe at things. So if it's like a little bit melodramatic, I'm like, but anyways, so a person would be in the car. It's like a convertible. The top is off, obviously, and they are like putting their arms out and their hair is just like in the wind and shit, and then this song is playing and then the person driving is like just very like straight armed looking straight ahead but has like funky glasses on and like a funky like Elton John is driving the car, let's say. And then that person has their arms out and the wind's blowing. That's the vibe I have for this song. So enjoy that. Think about that. That was Fartsy Politic by the Cocteau Twins. Good stuff. You know how happy it would make me to see them perform? Or to be them and perform? I would do either. I had an experience that would have been similar to the experience if I saw the Cocteau Twins live. Was at Music Waste. When I saw Gadfly perform. I'm not going to say they're the exact same because it was a different vibe, but the singing was very similar and just, this was a lot more of a hard rock like Gadfly is. But I had such a good time. It was the whole look. It was everything. If you want to get me captured, everything needs to be there. And outfits are important. Because their outfits were great. They both, like, the two of the guitarists, they were both singing. But one person was singing more than the other. And they sounded like Cocteau Voice. Similar to Cocteau Voice. I'm saying Cocteau Twins. Cocteau Voice. And like their hair was just in their face and it was so long, and the other guitarist had like long hair and was just like rocking out, and oh my god, I was standing in the back. I was standing in the back of the chair and I was just watching, and I was like, this is so amazing. And you're in okay, I'm annoying myself by doing this, but I'm also making myself laugh, so it's a difficult thing for me. Like, I do things and I'm like, oh no, please stop. But then I'm also cackling up. So how do you react to that? It's like, do you keep going? Like, I guess so. I guess I keep going. So I was in the back and I was listening to the music, and I was just watching them, because I was so just in it and I just wanted to see them perform. I was like, sometimes at shows I'll stop dancing, I'll stop thinking about whatever, I'll stop moving, and I'll just look at them to, like, not try to get into their head, but just to be like, okay, what vibe are you on right now? Are you really enjoying this? Is this a good time for you? Where are you? Are you, like, in the music? Are you out of it? Are you going to find your way back? Are you going to find your way deeper into it? Like, what's going on? So I'll just watch for a while. But with this band, Gadfly, I just couldn't watch. I had to dance because I was so excited. Like, I was standing in the back and I just, like, jumped up. And I was like, okay, I got to get in the mosh pit, because that was the most active place that night. It was so cool. I was going so hard. And by going so hard, I mean, like, stomping my feet, banging my head. Hell yeah. Going so hard that the pendant on my really pretty ring fell off, because when I got home it was gone. I had this blue ring, the pendant came off, but I wasn't really upset about it. Well, I was slightly, because it was such a pretty ring and I had it for a while, it came from a special person, but I was like, damn, like, I really, like, gave a piece of myself to A, that band, and just the dance floor, and in terms of just the energy that was there and the people that were there. Like, I gave a bit of myself that night because I was just, like, so into it, so in the moment. I think every time that you're, like, really in the moment of something, you're, like, giving a little bit of yourself. Not, like, away. It's not like you're selling yourself or it's, like, you're losing it. You're just, like, sharing it. But anyways, losing the pendant on the ring was a way of, like, was a more physical way of exemplifying, like, how I felt. So that was cool. So, Gadfly, guys, let's play some of that. This is Spider Tail, F-U Viper, but it actually says the swear word. I'm just not saying it, but it says the swear word. Spider Tail, F-U Viper by Gadfly. Let's go.
For your oral listening pleasure, please join me, Marguerite, Sundays at 9 a.m. for Classical Chaos, classical music from around the world, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll see you then.
What's up? What's up? I'm back. Okay, so that was Gadfly. What'd you guys think? I thought it was good. The guitar was freaking... They hit it really well on that one. I'm glad that this band exists. Okay. I really had, like, the experience of, like, a dream at Music Waste, guys. Wow. This is a huge promo for Music Waste for next year. Please go. This is a huge promo for Gadfly. Check them out, guys. Check out the energy that I was talking about. All right. What do we want next? Okay, well, I could play you... We're going all over the map in terms of genres today. So if you're trying to, like, be consistent with the type of stuff you're listening to, I don't think this is the place for you, just for right now. Maybe another time I can be more consistent. Right now, we're going to go crazy. Right now, I want to play you some more electronic music. Is it electronic? It's kind of just like... boop-de-doop, boop-boop. Type of vibe. I've said this before and I'll say it again. If I had my own elevator, this music would play. I would play this in my elevator, but also for some reason I can't shake the feeling that this is like a kind of a spooky song. Like, I could totally be making, not that this has happened to me before, I'm just describing an experience or a situation, but I could totally be making my way up into a large business building and I'm in the elevator and it's like a see-through elevator, like it's all glass, and like I just see myself like elevating, I'm like, and then I'm like making my way to like a coke dungeon on floor 28. That's what, like, and this song would play. Like, it's kind of a spooky vibe. It's kind of like you could totally be hearing this song in like a broken jukebox, the music box, you know, the old things. I'm not even gonna explain myself, I'm moving on. On like Call of Duty Black Ops, you could also hear that song. It's just so funky and old, but something about it's scary. I don't know, maybe it's just a me thing. But maybe you guys also agree. Let's move on. Next song I like. Ooh, let's go back to VanCon. More VanCon. I mean, okay. Oh, wait, let me just tell you what that song was, first of all, if you want to listen to it. It was Emerald. Then there's some characters I don't recognize. And then 2070 by Corp, period. There's two characters I don't recognize. Corp, period. So I'm not really sure how you would find this, actually. Let's view the album. It's on H-I-R-A-E-T-H album. Yeah. So there's someone I'm interested in right now that I was, well, like an artist that I was listening to the music of and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool, is MA2$ANK. Mazak. They're getting hyped up by CITR a lot. I saw them on CITR Instagram. They just came up with a new album, and I haven't listened to the whole thing yet, but here are two songs I like. First one is Once More with Feeling. Love the title. Love the title. I feel like it describes a good jam sesh. So here it is. There it was. There was Mazak. Mazank. There was, I liked it. I liked how, I hope they're not offended by this, by how like kind of underdeveloped that song was. But I don't mean underdeveloped as if it's unfinished or you didn't put enough, but it's just kind of like a basic beat for, not a basic beat, but it's like just simple, which is nice. I liked it. I'm going for another one. This is Nevermind. This is, yeah, it's at the beginning of their album. It's a little bit different. It's like almost hard to listen to, but I'm enjoying the difficulty. So here it is.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, that's what you're saying to me? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I don't fucking understand. Like, why don't you just fucking tell me this shit? Like, how else would I fucking know the truth? Like, what the fuck? Okay, like, okay, so you don't love me anymore. Okay, fine, whatever. Like, that's how it's gonna fucking be. Is that what you want? Is that what you fucking want? Okay.
Like, the kind of bad quality of audio right now, it sounds like this is just an audio clip that you've gotten off of, like, voice memos, but that you've put it in your song. It's so grungy. This is grunge, baby. This is grunge. Like, this is so fire. This is so fire. I like this part.
Change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder.
Oh my god, I just got reminded of Hemlock Springs. I love Hemlock Springs' music. She's coming out with a new song soon. I'm super stoked. Reminds me, Do You Want to Be My Girlfriend? It's the name of the song, I'm pretty sure. Reminds me of the song I like called Girlfriend Is Better. Girlfriend Is Better by Talking Heads. Here it goes. I would listen to this song on the way to the grocery store. I would listen to this song while I was biking in East Hastings specifically. So that's what you could do with this song. I feel like robot dance is appropriate to this song. That was Girlfriend is Better by Talking Heads. That song reminds me of this rap that I was making. Or really an ideology I think that we could maybe move into in terms of the world of rap. Which is, you know, an Amish approach to anything sexual. Because a lot of rap just has so much sexual stuff. Obviously, it's something to talk about. So people talk about it, something to flex. So people flex it. But what I mean by Amish approach is that we could... I was thinking specifically in terms of, like, female rap. Instead of... I'm not going to say instead. Because I think everything should say as it should. And I think things should just be added to it. But, like... in comparison to WAP, for example, which is all about wet-ass vagina, you could have a rap about how you're just, like, not giving your date anything because you're waiting till marriage. So I was trying to, like, think about stuff. Here are some lyrics that I had. I'm not so sure about it. But, like, something like this. So... where do I start? It's hard to, like, get into a flow when I'm not really in the flow state. Okay, well, I could just tell you. Okay, so you could say something like, can't hop on till he popped the ring. Ring-a-ring-a-ring-a, never calling me. Missing out, I can tell by his big eyes. Missing out, I can tell by his big lies. It's kind of a Nicki Minaj type rapping that I'm doing right now in terms of, like, the short, like, meow, meow. But that's an example of Amish-style writing. Or I had something like, I'm saying Amish because I don't actually know. It can just, it, really anyone who just doesn't want to, like, have sex or do anything before, like, a couple dates or before marriage. Or there's just, like, the type of person where, like, I'm this way where I'm like, well, me and Zoe, I'm this way where I'm like, I don't really want to get with anyone until, like, I feel like you respect me. And obviously, everyone makes mistakes in terms of the people that... Well, I'm not going to say everyone makes mistakes in terms of the people that they hang out with, but perhaps I have. So I haven't, like, always done that, but that's kind of the way that I like to think... That's the way I like to think about it. So something like... I had this idea of, like, I don't know. Oh, okay. Okay, I'll just say my lyrics and then I don't... Okay, so it goes... Bright eyes and I like a big guy. Saddle on and I'm going for a ride. Big whoop, no more big lies. Can't ride him till he come with a surprise. And then I had something like, which reminded me of like older rap where they would switch the voice, like fourth date, maybe cock with squeeze. But that kind of sounds like Canadian accent. Yeah, fourth date. No, wait, Canadian accent. Fourth date, maybe cop a squeeze. Till then, all looks, but only with squint eyes is what I wrote down. I can't really rhyme it. But what I'm trying to get at is, like, you can only look at, like, you can only, like, really check me out if your eyes are, like, basically half closed. Like, you can't even look at me fully until you've come with something good, honey. So that's kind of the energy that you can have. So those are some lyrics I wrote down. What are some other lyrics I wrote down that I want to share? I mean, oh, I wrote down, I don't know why this came to mind, but I wrote down, yeah, he liked my toes. He might explode, Mr. Ozone. I really like the idea of Mr. Ozone. It reminds me of, like, Mr. Rager, right? Kid Cudi. But Mr. Ozone, the protective layer around the earth. I think that's cool. I want to do something with that. But I hope the ozone doesn't explode. I'm not, you know, predicting that. He just likes my toe so much that he might explode. More toe songs. I had this other thing where I was like, okay, this is the beat. This is kind of awkward. Okay, trapping on my own, I be going in my own zone. Finally out the dome, I be fly like a mofo. Damn, I'm hot and cold. He's still thinking about my toe zone. Thinking about the motto, MOTTO. And then I didn't know where to go with that. And then I had, damn, my TT so hot. He say good day and I walk. And then leave that boy, tears on Weddy. Where's my bunny? Where's my chain? Guess I'm lame, got no checks to rep the fame. Bitch got talent, I'm a flame. Call me Two Chains. I'm on New Way. And then, yeah. Not everything you create is going to be amazing. I'm not on my Kendrick Lamar shiz right now, but it is fun to just kind of think about stuff, just write it down. I did like the idea of finally at the dome. And then I had like skating off the dome because it reminded me of the Simpsons movie. But like he's not skating, but you know, when he's like at the end of the movie, Homer is on the motorcycle and he like makes the rounds around the dome. I kind of feel like if we want to get metaphorical, that I've been in a dome my whole life, under this dome. And now I'm finally out the dome. I kind of like that beat too. So that's something to think about. Okay, but we were, Hemlock Springs played during a PSA. And so now I'm like, oh my God, she has a new song out, Sever the Blight. I haven't listened to it yet. Oh my God. Well, I'm going to play Girlfriend for now because a girlfriend's a great title. It's a title that, you know, I would love to have with someone special. So here's Girlfriend. Oh, this was also one of my favorite songs. Favorite for so long. So this belongs on that playlist. This belongs on the top 100. Let's be real. Okay, here it is. Oh, I cut it off.
You said I want to be your girlfriend. It wasn't really in my plans. When you're around, I got arrhythmia. So in the end, I play pretend. You got the of a cool dip. But you should know I like it hot. But if there's really no denying what this is, then come on, let's give it a shot.
God, gives me shivers, man. Gives me shivers how good that song is. God damn.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us. minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
What's up? Okay, I have to play another Hemlock Springs song because Give Me All Your Love was also one of my favorite songs for so freaking long. I played it, like, I would play it 10 times, one after another, in my room and just sing as hard as I can to it. It's very relatable because I just want love, guys. A lot of people tell me that I'm intimidating, which sometimes I'm like, yeah, I am intimidating. But most of the time I'm like, I don't want to be intimidating. Like, I just want to have a conversation. I just want love. So here it is. Give Me All Your Love by Hemlock Springs.
A fool deep in the art. I felt, where did it start? Oh,
while this song is playing, I wanted to let you guys know that I am starting a show officially. It's going to be a 2-hour show every Saturday from 7 to 9 o'clock. The show is called Closing the Gap. I'll be just doing the same stuff, but on a consistent schedule. I'll still do fill-ins because I think they're fun. Sometimes maybe I'm bored and I want to talk to you guys. Talk to an empty room. But I know that I'm reaching people, so hello people, I would like to talk to you more every Saturday, 7 to 9, if you're down. Yeah, that's my announcement. That was Give Me All Your Love by Hemlock Springs. So good. I love how funky it is. I love the music videos too. They match the vibe of the song completely well. So good. Like, it just gets me sitting in my chair, you know? Just like, wow. Okay, guys. This is all I have for you guys today. Hour went by pretty quick. Started off confused. Started off like, can you even hear me? Turns out you can hear me all along. Hi. Also, goodbye. This is the end of the show. This was Zoe on another villain show on CITR 101.9 FM. I hope you had fun. I definitely did. Welcome back to Radio DJ. Have a wonderful night. Bye. Love you.
Going through the